Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Some things are really worth waiting for. Sometimes the longer the wait, the better the result. I know I speak for many of you when I refer to the experience of going through a time of sickness, and the sickness only gets worse, and a sense of discouragement sets in as you wonder if the physician has done the right job of diagnosing, and if the medication has been put together correctly, and the sickness lingers, and the fever doesn't go away, and especially if it's one of your own children or someone you love very much. And then there's a break, and the fever stops, and the energy begins to return, and the pain ceases, and you get back on your feet, and before you know it, you're healthy again. And you waited so long for healing, and God gave it. Cynthia and I have a dear friend we've known for now my almost 30 years, and it really did look as though Ray was going to die. In fact, I said to her when we were at the Smith home, and we had just left, and we got in our car, and I just sat there, and tears came to my eyes, and I said to her, that's the last time we're going to see Ray Smith. That's it. And she didn't say much at all. We prayed and drove home, and wouldn't you know it, the Lord turned the corner in his life and gave him healing and health, and he's as robust and enthusiastic today as we've ever known him. And every time I look at him, I think, walking miracle. Oh, Ray is back to good health. A whole different context. We were watching the Summer Olympics 2000, and we watched the Parade of the Nations. Isn't that a great experience when you see one country after another? All of us are waiting for the USA, I know, but we do tolerate the others as they come by. And one of them that was certainly beyond just tolerating was when the Koreans came in. 50 years they haven't locked arms and joined hands, and we saw them in that moment together, hands raised and holding to one another. It was a great moment. We've waited for that. We've wanted that. We've longed for that. If you have been married for a number of years and you don't have children, there's another experience of waiting, and the wait is worth it, isn't it? You have prayed, and you've tried, and you've gone to the doctors, and you've talked to your friends, and you've discussed it with people who have six kids and wish you had two of them, and you've gone through all of the stuff there is to go through, and then isn't it great? You know where I'm going. Honey, sit down. I've got news for you. It's a great moment, and you think, gosh, that's wonderful. Here we are, 56 years old with our first baby. I know you're not that old, but Abraham and Sarah, have you ever thought of them with a baby buggy? 90, 99. It's worth the wait. It's great.
You struggle with God's timing? There's a verse in the book of Ecclesiastes that says he has made everything beautiful in its time. When you wait on God, you can be sure that his timing is perfect and the end result will be beautiful. He wants the very best for you. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, A New Beginning, Worth Waiting For, was copyrighted in 2000, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2011 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.